Welcome to the show, Jimmy Bagley. We all know him with the Jimmies. Hey, yes. Jimmy. Yes, thank you for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's just about springtime. Stuff's going to get crazy now.
You are going to be a busy, busy boy. I know you have a great lineup of shows. People can find your entire schedule. We're going to be talking about one in particular, but we just heard the song, Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. What is that song about? It's so good.
Well, you'll have to ask Perry, but no, I have an idea what it's about. And Perry writes some great tunes, and that was one that we just had to have on the album, and we had a chance to make a really nice video of it. So we have a really cool video on our website from it too. And I just sit there and pay attention to my part. So you'll have to ask Perry at this event that we're talking about, and we'll see what he says.
And you mentioned the website. Remind all of us what your website is so people can get on there and check this out.
The website is thejimmys.net, T-A-T-H-E-J-I-M-M-Y-S.
We haven't had a chance to see each other in a little while. Give me an update. What have you been up to musically?
It's been crazy. We have been trying to come out with our sixth album here for over a year. Well, and we're like 5 years behind. We have at least eight songs, I think, in what they call it. It's in the can. So it's the bed tracks are already recorded, and now we're starting to do little overdubs and vocals. But then we get so darn busy playing that we run out of time, and most of us have day jobs, and it does get to be a little extensive, but we're trying. We might try something a little different that a lot of artists are doing. They're kind of doing like one release at a time instead of putting a whole album together. And that requires a lot of organization. And, you know, the man in charge over here is not that great at that.
You can do it, Jimmy.
I can try really hard.
We know the Jimmies and the story. I wonder if a lot of new listeners may hear your story through this interview. Mm-hmm. What would you want people to know about why you ever got involved in music in the way that you have?
Yeah, that's a pretty deep question, I guess. The way it all really started is both my mom and dad, both sides, they were very musical. So my mom still sings a little bit. She has a gorgeous voice. My father was in a polka band. They met at a gig, and we just all have, they made us take choir, and we all had to learn an instrument. And, you know, I actually had my dad's trumpet. He wanted me to be the next trumpet player. And I always played by ear, never did my lessons, never really did my studies. And when I'd go in to have like the one-on-one with the band director, he was like, what in God's name is going on here? And I ended up flunking my junior year. Okay, my first album I came out with, I couldn't figure out to put the cover. It's hard to see. So it's just my report card when they used to type them or hand write them. And it shows the band teacher and the school, Monticello High School, but it shows the big fat F right there. The teacher became one of my best friends, still is. And, you know, he took me under his wing and taught me stuff. I ended up getting into the UW marching band and then getting into finding bands right after college. So I didn't really start playing piano I was always fiddling around with piano all that time.
Yeah.
But got into some bands in college and then professionally started right after college. So I was a late bloomer when it came to running around playing music with other people.
That is amazing if you think about it, because when you listen to your music, it's really incredible. And I don't know if you ever play a song the same way twice, but
No.
you are just, what can I even say? A whiz.
Well, thank
Yeah.
you.
And I did not know you were in the UW marching band, so that's new to me.
Yep. Yeah, I can once in a while I come up with a zinger where somebody learns something from me. Of course. There it is.
You are going to be playing at the Mama Cares. It's the 10th anniversary. Why do you appreciate this? And why do you think this is important for you guys to be a part of it?
Well, first off, the Mamas have been just such a great organization. I mean, the idea behind it where they supply instruments to schools and kids and families that don't have the chance to get them. And we just took in a piano a couple, like 2 months ago, that for another family that hopefully this spring we'll be able to get it. The Mamas is just great. I mean, it not only does it give these instruments out, but then on the return side, it gives us the notoriety of being in the competitions of best bands and, individual stuff. And, the Mamas have really helped us in our marketing. It's a great marketing tool to say we are whatever we have done, our accomplishments. And, but then also, then you look at the Mama Cares as a whole kind of different entity of it, yet still with the whole idea and where they've helped out so many people that can't get their health care, can't get help when they need it or need some emergency funds. And I think that it's just amazing. So we all know we need to pay back in some way to mamas for all they've done, either through the marketing that we can use with the awards or giving instruments to kids or helping fellow musicians out that are struggling. I mean, come on, man. Everybody needs to be a part of this.
I have heard through the grapevine there may be a Jimmy's Jam. Now, is this true?
I don't know, but bring it on.
Oh, well, Sam Ness is one of the other artists.
That
And
guy?
Sam Ness,
All right, fine. He's
I know. When
pretty
I mentioned
good.
that I had heard about a jam, he was all in.
Oh, I
He goes,
bet.
I've got to jam with that Jimmy guy.
Yeah, Sam is great.
So I think that alone is worth the price of admission. Sam
Yeah.
Ness, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets.
That's what you're paying the admission for right there.
Oh, and the Jimmies. Woo! Now, this is happening March 30th. I love this. It's a Sunday, starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, there's not even a Packer game that's going to screw you up.
Not at all. And at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And yes, everyone is welcome. And please come and join all of us.
Yeah.
Jimmy, is there anything you want to mention that I didn't ask you?
Well, there's plenty, but I don't know. We shouldn't put it on air, but just everybody, just always check out websites, always go to see live music, always support the musicians that are doing it, even if it's as simple as buying a darn bumper sticker, put a tip in the tip jar. I always joke at these shows, like if, even if you put a dollar in the tip jar, it goes into our fuel tank, and that just gets it that us that much further from your neighborhood. So you're doing a civil service, and then all of a sudden, a lot of people start walking up and putting money in the tip jar,
They have bought into what you're saying.
Yeah, well, they were looking for an out. They were
Oh,
looking for
that's
us to get out of
funny.
town. So,
Oh. Well, we are going to end this with you with the Hotel Stebbins. Can you tell me about this one?
Hotel Stebbins is a beautiful place up in Algoma, which is in Door County. We checked in there late after bar time. I don't know how that happened, but I always tell this story. Because they had the keys were those old like plastic diamond keys with the actual
Oh.
key attached to this diamond triangular thing with a
Yeah.
number stamped in it. And so they just laid them out for us to just check ourselves in. And we took room 11 that was supposed to have a bunch of us in there and opened up the door to room 11 and it was the janitor's closet. Not on the same night, but the same something happened to us that I combined two events together. There was another show that we played one night where it's the marquee read in really small letters. On Friday night, it said the Jimmies. And then on Saturday night, in big letters, and this is all true, in big letters on Saturday night, it had midget wrestling. You know, so us in really small on Friday and huge. And so it's like, it's fun to incorporate little things like that.
Jimmy Vaglie, everybody, with the Jimmies. Mama Cares, March 30th, 3 o'clock, High Noon Saloon in Madison. Now here is the song, Hotel Stebbins.
Woo! Thank you, Terry.
Rock and room 11 at the Hotel Stebbins tonight.